Wait a second, Henry. Go.
Who are you?
My name is Mrs. Fraser. And I was 8 years old when the war broke out.
Okay.
Mr. Churchill came on the radio and announced we were at war with Germany. I didn't realise how serious it was because, as I said, I was only eight. But my parents were very worried, so I knew it was something very serious.
Okay. Where were you?
What was the rationing like? Well, it was very bad because my mother had to go out and stand in a long queue to get food, and she had a ration book, so you just couldn't buy what you liked. You had just so many ounces of this and so many ounces of that, and it took a long time to get served because everybody was queuing up, and there were no supermarkets then. You had to queue at the butcher's. Then you had to go next door to the baker's and then the fruit shop to get fruit and vegetables. So it was queues at every shop.
Where were you?
I was in a town on Clydeside, which was near a very busy port, Greenock. We had lots of ships from all over the world there. And during the war, we had Polish airmen, sailors, and French, and then we had American sailors. They all came there, and it was bombed heavily during the war because it was a busy port.
What was it like to be bombed?
Well, my street wasn't bombed, but I passed a street that was bombed, and it was very, very bad. And the people lost their homes, and they lost their relatives too. So it wasn't very nice.
Yeah. Did anyone in your family fight in either of the wars?
No, I had a cousin. He fought in the war. And he died, he was out in the Far East and he caught a disease and died. And there were neighbours who went away and never came back.
I want to ask Granny why her father didn't fight. Why did your father not fight?
Oh, my father worked in the shipyards, so he was a reserved occupation and didn't have to go to war. And he used to go out with ships. Sometimes the repairs weren't finished and he had to go out with the ships. And we were very worried that he wouldn't come back because the U-boats and mines laid. But he came back safely.
Yes,
and we had to have gas masks. Everybody had to carry a gas mask and an identity card. And you were stopped and asked for your identity card, and you were in trouble if you didn't have it, and your gas mask too. You had to carry that at all times. And there were no lights in the streets. And you were allowed a little torch, which was very, very small light. And that was only light you had. All the windows were blacked out. We had to have blackout curtains put up. And so that the planes coming over couldn't see any lights. Okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's it. Is that all right, Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.